Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
John Lesser is the longtime executive director of the Lyric Theater in Stewart. In the first of a two-part interview, I talk with John about the long-storied history of the Lyric, which has been a center for arts and entertainment on the Treasure Coast since it opened its doors in 1926. In part two of our interview next week, we'll talk about the Lyric Theater today, their upcoming benefit gala, and what it was like growing up as the son of a legendary American songwriter. John, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you finally on. The Lyric has quite a storied history. How did it actually all begin? It was a movie house, wasn't it?
It was. It was built in 1926. It was, one of those average small movie theaters, and it was right at the turn of where it was about to go talkies. So it was actually designed. It had a fly loft so you could do vaudeville in it. It had an orchestra pit and an organ. And it sort of made that transition between silent movies and live movies. So it's been around a long time. It stayed a movie theater for many, many years and didn't really fall on the hard times that, for instance, the Sunrise had at one point, where it just went defunct. The theater stayed alive. And at one point, it became a church. It became a small community thing, but it always was open, and that saved it. Because in most cases, old theaters, when they do go dormant, the roofs cave in. People and animals are living in it, and it just gets destroyed. But the Lyric managed to stay alive for 88 years.
Did it go through a downtime?
It's had its downtimes. I mean, part of it's economic, part of it is management, I might say. And it's gone through a lot of transitions. I've been there for about 15 years. And when I got there, the theater was doing a few small events a year, acting as a place for community to do things. And everybody has to remember, it was really the only performing arts center in Martin County. So it served a lot of local purposes. My vision was to make it more of a concert hall, bringing in larger international acts, and really treat it as bigger than what we were. We've expanded over the years. When I got there, which is very interesting, the theater was 600 seats. Now, originally, we think it was 900 seats. I have no idea. It must have been benches. There's no way it would have held 900 people. But we actually reduced the seating by 100 seats in the balcony, redid the balcony, and now everybody wants to sit there. We were doing about $200,000 a year in ticket sales when I first got there. It's now doing over $2 million. So we've had a remarkable ride. We've expanded the stage so that we can bring in much bigger orchestras and acts. And I think it's a real jewel.
Now, the Lyric is actually a not-for-profit. You can become a member of the Lyric.
True.
Yeah,
just like this radio station, we rely on members. And we have about 1,500 members at varying different levels, which begin at about $35 and go to, we'll take your house. And we're very happy with that. People love it. They get advanced ticket sales opportunities and some other perks. And so it's very important to us. And yes, we're a not-for-profit. The interesting thing about the Lyric is we don't have any governmental public funding. We rely on individuals, private organizations, corporate support to support us. So we're not reliant on any kind of governmental funding, which makes us quite easy to adapt to all sorts of things going on. And we have a great base of supporters.
Is that typical of theaters around the country?
It isn't. Many are reliant on local, whether it's county or city or federal government support. We don't. And I would rather be populist and do things that I believe are right for our community on all different levels and at all different ticket prices than I would with another kind of agenda and the kind of things that a lot of arts organizations are forced to do, even though their constituents aren't necessarily interested in it, in order to develop other kinds of arts. It's very important to us to develop local artists, to bring in classical arts, but also to look at the demand of the public and say, what do they want?
My conversation with John Lesser will continue next week, when we'll talk about the Lyric Theater today, their upcoming benefit gala, and what it was like growing up as the son of one of America's most iconic songwriters, Frank Lesser. You'll find this interview archived, as well as contact information for the Lyric, at our website, wqcs.org. Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.